Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm welcoming you out for a wonderful show. A show that is for you, and it's about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, especially right now, not years from now, not when the market recovers, but today, so you can have that life that you love, to be with those that you love, doing what you love. But it's so much more than having this great lifestyle, right? It's about having a life of purpose and meaning, a life that actually serves other people, not just your family, although it could create wealth for generations, but it's helping those around you by being a rippler, because you create a ripple effect through the lives of others. And I'm proud, and I'm so happy and excited that I can create a ripple effect through you, by helping you guys create that freedom, because as you are liberated, you can do the same for others too. So welcome to our show. Thank you for so much for following, for binging, for doing everything you guys have been doing. I've so appreciated it. And thank you for those that have been reaching out, that have been asking questions or saying, Chris, I think I'm ready to take action and do something. It gives me so much extra purpose and passion in my life when I get to, I find out I can serve you guys too. So thank you so much. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's a great ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans. Especially if you're trying to figure out how to find cash now, this is the time to do it. So go check that out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. You know, the website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy up people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Website's fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So I want to talk about something today, really tying with all of this. It's interesting because I've pre-recorded all these episodes from before I was supposed to leave on my trip to Europe, and then I end up canceling the trip. You know, I was supposed to be gone for the entire latter half of March, and we found ourselves back in isolation, right? And so, I've been bumping these things up because I want to make sure it's very pertinent to you guys now. And there's things that I'm seeing right now that really just disturb me, that bug the crap out of me, okay? You know, and I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything like that, but, you know, I don't want you guys to suffer needlessly. I don't want you guys to lose when you don't have to lose. In fact, this is the best opportunity now to win. And I'm seeing this. Remember, I've been through several recessions previously. I know what it's like to lose. I know what it's like when you're trying to make things work. For those of you that maybe have lost income now, I know what that's like because I've been in a place where income was stopping, you know, or I had way more expenses than I had income. I was in the hole, you know, every single month. And I've also been on the opposite side of the extreme where, like right now, I got to tell you guys that I am absolutely 100% confident in my own situation. Not to the point where I'm being naive, right? I do know that there's aspects of my life that will be affected, but I'm not overly concerned because I've spent the last decade preparing for this. I've been spending the last decade trying to prepare you for this. And if you've been following my show for a while now, you already know this, right? You've been given advance warning that this would be happening. And we are moving to a recession, if not a depression. I guarantee it. There is no way we're just going to walk back into life like la 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 and everything's normal, right? That's just not happening. And so I want to talk to those of you because this is really the title of the show is do not let arrogance stop your freedom. Don't let arrogance prevent you from your freedom, that financial freedom you can have. So what I mean by that, here's what I'm finding is that there's a lot of people that still have not been in a place that they could call freedom. They've never been there. And a lot of times people say, well, Chris, why do you do this? Or why do you think this way? Well, because I've been there. I'm there now. You know, I've seen this. I've been in bondage and I've been in freedom back and forth before, you know, so I've been in both places. And I'll often get times where people will say, well, Chris, if the things you teach are so good, why don't a lot of people know about this? Or, hey, Chris, the stuff you talk about sounds almost too good to be true. Like, why, if this were so good, you know, wouldn't everybody be doing this? You know, wouldn't everybody be doing this kind of stuff right now? Hey, Chris, the stuff you're talking about, life insurance, why don't other insurance agents do this too? Or why doesn't everybody do this? Because it sounds too awesome. It sounds too good to be true. And I've already done an episode last year about the whole too good to be true thing. But I'm going to add to that. Like, first and foremost, when did you become the expert at everything? I didn't know that you were the financial expert at the entire planet. You know, here's the thing, like, guys, like, although I am 100% confident in my position right now financially and where I am, part of this is because I've been through the worst, right? I mean, I never went to bankruptcy. I never went that far, but I might as well have, because I would have been better off filing for bankruptcy than not filing for bankruptcy when I went through those times. But I feel confident because I've been there before, and this is the times I feel like I've been prepared to be. I feel like I'm here to be a beacon of hope for you guys, to know that this is the time that you can actually develop and create more wealth than you ever have before, regardless of all the crap you're hearing in the media, social media, and anything that calls itself media. Don't even listen to it, right? Now, I'm not saying that you turn yourself off from the world, because there are legitimate bad things happening, and there's also legitimately good things happening. And there's plenty of opportunity there. But when I see people that say, well, I've never heard of this before. Well, I didn't know that you should have heard of everything. Because if you had heard of it, don't you think you probably would have done it? and if it was so awesome, why isn't everybody doing it? Well, notice very few people are financially free. Why aren't they doing that? I'll give you a few reasons. One, you've got billions of dollars in marketing from these companies like Fidelity and all Vanguard and everybody else telling you, hey, we have the solution. Do what we do. You got HR representatives at every employer that's saying, hey, 401k is the way to go, right? You got even financial experts, quote unquote, out there telling you, hey, this is where you put your money. This is what you're supposed to do. It's like, you know, if you ever seen the movie Secondhand Lions, right? When they're gardening, they're like, the boy is asking, well, why are you guys gardening? Well, we're retired. That's what retired people do. You know, we garden. You know, why are you doing this? Because that's what retired people do, you know, instead of living their own life. Guys, the mainstream has not worked, period. Never. In 30 or 40 years, it has never worked. Understand this. Have you seen people become financially free putting their money in mutual funds, in 401ks? No. Even if they happen to have money there, it's not why they have money. They had money from some other source. Maybe they sold a business. Maybe they were making buku bucks in their employer years. They were being really good at saving. But at best, they're saying, well, I didn't really make much in the market, but you know, I kind of broke even based on what I put in. It's because they contributed so much and then lived on so little. And sure, that could work. But I'm telling you guys, based on real numbers, real market returns, real inflation numbers, real tax numbers, real everything else, all the things that create drag, it's just not possible to retire using the same old philosophy and the same old thinking. It's like the one of the biggest lies that has evidence going against it, because you try to poll people, say, hey, who out there that's retired right now? You know, and maybe you get a poll of how many people are retired, like find retirees. How many of you guys are retired? Great. How many of you guys aren't worried about running out of money? And I bet you that number, that percentage is much smaller. Much smaller. Now, some of them might be ignorant to the fact that they probably will run out of money. Others just hoping they won't run out of money, but they still wonder in the back of their mind, well, what happens? I just heard from a retiree recently. He was, by the way, in the financial industry. So he had been doing this stuff for decades, retired, had his portfolio, and then he said, oh, I just lost 20% of my portfolio. He said, I forgot my own advice, which is rebalancing and stuff. Well, maybe he rebalanced would have helped, but he's not alone. There's plenty of people. In fact, ask this question of any financial advisor you see. Hey, Mr. or Mrs. Financial Advisor, let me ask you a question. On the investments that you've been recommending to people, are you doing those yourself? Part one. Part two, have you been able to retire like I'm trying to do yourself? Now, if they're younger, they might say, well, of course not. You know, I've only been in the industry 5 years, 10 years, whatever. Okay, great. I'll give you that. Well, do you know anybody that's a financial advisor doing this for 30, 40 years? Are they able to retire? And I'm telling you, I've known financial advisors in the business for 30 or 40 years who were still not able to retire. Even this guy, like I mentioned, the reason he was able to retire wasn't because of his investments. It's because he had pensions from different companies he used to work for before he was in the financial industry. So he had more than enough pensions and Social Security to cover his expenses. It was almost extra money for him. But still, he was worried. He's like, ooh, I lost money. So when you say, well, I've never heard of this before, do you understand that financial advisors don't even understand this stuff, right? They don't get it. They're supposed to be the experts, and they don't get it either. It's the blind leading the blind. So if you want to have a better odds of success, it requires you doing something different. Yeah, when we talk about real estate investing is not new, but I'll tell you, some of you guys might have so much ego that you think, I'm just go buy real estate. Yeah. And you go buy whatever. And then you say, wow, it's not that much cash flow. What's Chris talking about? What are those people talking about? They make so much money on real estate. Maybe they're just flipping real estate. And then they try to do that themselves. And maybe they get lucky once, which is the worst thing that can happen, because then they think they're good. And then they lose money on the next deal, right? And they're just gambling. There are so many of you out here gambling right now. Some of you are gambling in the market still, that somehow you believe that dollar cost averaging actually works, which it doesn't. And if you think the market hit a low, you're not even close, guys. Like any recession, and we are definitely in a recession, if not worse. Any recession does not bottom out in a market in 1 month. Look at history. It never bottoms out in a month and just starts going back up happily and merrily. No, it takes at least a few years for it to drop to the bottom. And you guys are saying, hey, I'm going to buy it cheap. No, you're buying it expensive still. It hasn't hit bottom. It's not even close to the bottom. And you think that somehow that's working? Dollar cost averaging is one of the biggest shams of training that I used to teach as a financial advisor. When I realized that the best thing I could have taught people was buy low, sell high, it'd be better. In fact, I'm going to do this right now for you guys. You are awesome. Now, I know I'm actually, those of you are not on video, you don't even know what the heck I'm doing right now, right? But those of you that are on video, here you go. Actually, I should save this for another episode, and I'm not. So I'm just going to teach it anyways. This right here, this little paper here, for those on video, this is what I taught as a financial advisor. So I showed these three scenarios here. I'm going to back up a little bit. So I showed dollar cost averaging with the market going up, the market going down to half price, and then back up again. And the market where it went down like the Great Depression, down 90% and then back up to 40%. So it shows like, you know, the first one says $10 and you invest each month as it goes up to $20. So basically you put in for 6 months, right? Wait, one, two, three, four, five, six. Yep, six times. So you're putting in money six times and they say, hey, you put in $200 a month and it goes up, you now made $1,700. If the dollar, or if you're at 10 bucks, it drops down to five and then goes back up to 10. Same thing, you're at $1,700, even though the market was the same. And I say, look, even though the market doubled in this one scenario, you could actually buy on sale when it goes down in half, and then it goes back up again. That's awesome. And then it showed another one. The start at $10, then it goes down to $8, then $5, then $1, and then $1 again, and then $4. And then I'd show people, I'd say, look, it's not $1,700, it's $2,140, and the market didn't even recover fully. That Great Depression was the best time to buy, right? Now, here's the thing. There's half-truths in this, and almost every lie is a half-truth, right? If somebody says, hey, I didn't lie to you. I just told you half-truth. You'd say, you lied to me. Half-truth is a lie, right? It's the same thing. And it says, of course, they have the declining market is the best time. And so people might even try to tell you now, this is the time. It's declining. Do it. Here's what I've been better. As it went down, maybe you didn't know where the bottom was. Maybe it went down low. Maybe it did hit around $1. And you said, I'm going to buy now. Well, $200 a month, if you just waited And maybe you save that $200 a month, right? So those first 3 months when it was going down, you say, I'm not going to buy. I'm going to save it up. So you got 200, 200, 200, and then it went down to a dollar. And you said, I think this is pretty much the bottom, like 90% drop, pretty extreme. All right, I'm going to try it. $800 buying one share per, $800 buying $1 a share, that's 800 shares, right? And then it was down at $1 again. You're like, cool, I'll buy another 200 shares. That's now 1,000 shares. And then let's say it started going back up and you didn't put money in, right? You had 1,000 shares, you know, that you had, right? It went up to $4. That's 4,000 shares. Ta-da. Or no, sorry, 1,000 became $4,000, right? $4,000. That's more than 2140. Now, hindsight 2020, of course, you say, yeah, Chris, but you can't time the market. You're right. But you know what? You do a heck of a lot better get buying down there. The only reason this worked is because you bought at the bottom two, right? And it started making its way back up. And of course, they made it to where it stayed at the bottom for 2 months in a row. Guys, this is all manipulation here. The truth is, if you would have just saved the money, bought at the bottom, you would have had way more money doing it that way. And that's if it's even worth gambling in the markets. And so for those of you that think, well, Chris, you know, the markets seem like the safe way to go, you are deceiving yourself. That arrogance will cost you your freedom. To believe that, hey, I think I could figure out the real estate stuff myself, that arrogance will cost you your freedom. Because you'll find out you're like, that didn't work. What are those guys talking about? Is it possible that those of us that have been around the block for a while might know something you don't? Is it possible that maybe you don't know everything? And is it possible that the very thing keeping you from finding the solution is because you have not seen it from our eyes? I just got to tell you, like, this is critical right now. Now, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Listen, if you're actually humble enough to say, you know what, I think there's a potential in my situation, but I don't know how it is. Well, then great, humble yourself and find out. Guys, the whole reason I was able to retire the first time was because it drove me nuts that there were guys that were millionaires that knew things I didn't know. And of course, now maybe you call that pride, but for me it was curiosity. It was wanting to be better. It wasn't just like, hey, these guys know something I don't know. I got to know it. I mean, it was, but it's because like I want knowledge. I want wisdom. I want to gain from experience because the things that are in people's heads, that is where the real money is. That is the real estate that you need. That is the real gold. Gold is worthless itself, right? But the stuff that's in people's heads, you can learn it. That's where you grow. I'll tell you, like, along the way, I've had so many mentors. Yeah, I've read books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and those are good books, right? But it was really like when I start to get to know people one-on-one, understand their mindset, and my vision expands, and I start to relearn more things. Guys, I know way more about investments than the clients that hired me even 3-4 years ago. I know a lot more than I did. You know, don't think I remain stagnant. My whole goal is always to keep progressing and learning and growing. My whole goal with my clients is that they keep progressing, learning, and growing with me, right? That's the point. And so, you know, if you guys are at the point you say, I think I need to learn more, hey, reach out to me. You know, shoot me an email. You know, go to my site, moneyripples.com. You know, check, you know, message me through there. Say, Chris, I think I need something here. Now, I'm going to take a break from this. I'm going to change this a little bit because I'm going to give you the advice I'm giving right now. And I've been on so many interviews. I've already done 5 interviews in the last 24 hours. And here's the basic advice I'm giving. 3 things that you need in the market right now. And this stuff will challenge your belief, especially if you're trying to hold on to thinking that you know it. You know what's going on right now, that you think you know what's right. And maybe you do, but maybe you don't. So here's 3 pieces of advice I'm going to give you. Let me give you the 3. 1 is get lean. 2 is get liquid. And 3 is get out. Get lean, get liquid, get out. Number 1, get lean. What do I mean by that? Get lean means start tightening this belt. Start doing the same thing I teach in my ebook on my website, moneyripples.com. Find those things. Start applying those things right now. Start calling up lenders. If you've got student loans, put it into deferment. Even if you haven't been affected financially yet, the thing is you might need more cash right now. Now is a good time to prepare. You can always pay more later, you know, especially if you're a wise steward of this. Now, if you're going to blow money, don't do any of this stuff because you're going to ruin it. right? But if you're someone that's a saver, or at least you want to be a wise steward, look for ways to reduce expenses right now. You know, some of you are already doing that because you're probably driving and moving around less. You might not be eating out as much anymore. Great. That's awesome. But look for ways to, you know, cinch the belt a little bit. Don't be cheap. Don't live on rice and beans. Don't do that stuff, right? But look for ways to get leaner. You know, look for ways to free up money. I just talked to somebody the other day where, they're looking to get $50,000 line of credit out of their HELOC. They heard me talk about that and they were looking to do it anyway. So they said, now might be the time. And they said, well, the $50,000, should we pay off, should we go in and gamble it in the stock market, basically? You know, they're thinking, but maybe we should just start doing stock trading because it can't go lower than this. And I was like, stop right there. Don't you dare gamble your money in the market. You don't even know what you're doing. And they're like, well, I know somebody who's made money. I'm like, I guarantee he hasn't made money in the market either. I know that guy and I'm pretty positive he has not made money in the market. I know people have made money in the market and it's not what you think it is. By the way, the best traders in the world maybe make 20, 25% a year, like real returns year after year. That's it. And that's actively managing it. So anyways, so she's like, well, what should I do? I'm like, well, tell me more about your situation. And then she started talking about her loans. I said, well, give me all the balances and payments of your loans. And she had to like go and make a spreadsheet. And as I started looking, I said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get $50,000 on line of credit. Based on my little cash flow index, you guys probably heard about last year, right? That cash flow index, find that episode if you haven't heard about it, tells you which debts to pay off first and which ones do not. Went through that. Of the 15, she had 15 different loans, right? I said, great. These 12, or actually not even 12, it was like eight. These eight we're going to pay off right away. $32,000 will pay off here. It'll free up $870 a month. That's an amazing rate of return. That's over 10 grand a year. That's like making a 30% rate of return guaranteed on your money. I said, do that. Don't even worry about gambling in the markets or trying to even buy investments. Do this first. Free up that money. And they were in the hole, by the way, because they cut back their hours with the virus and everything. They were in the hole like $1,200 a month. I said, great, cut it back. You know, let's pay those off. And then from there, I said, now you still got $20,000 left of the HELOC, put in the savings. And I said, oh, by the way, since your hours got cut, by the way, you guys might not have known this, you can actually avoid now the 10% early penalty, the withdrawal penalty that you get if you cash out 401ks or IRAs. Normally, if you do that, you get taxed plus a 10% penalty. Well, if you have any type, if you or your family has had any effect from the virus, you'll cut back in hours, lost job, obviously, but even just a decrease in pay or anything that's changed or anything in your financial situation that's affected by the virus right now, you can actually go and request that money, avoid that 10% penalty, which means all you do is you get taxed on it. You can even spread out the taxes over 3 years. So this is like the most opportune time to get it. So I said, hey, you guys have been affected by the virus. Cash out your 401ks and IRAs. Now you got extra cash to boost your savings. And that leads to number two is get liquid, right? Get lean. We already talked about that. We were talking about freeing up cash flow in different ways. By the way, reach out to insurance providers. See if you can lower your rates. Go shop around a little bit. You know, internet, whatever it might be. Just find ways to reduce your costs. Then two, get liquid. Get cash on hand. That you will have the power if you have liquidity, if you have cash savings available. Not lines of credit open. That is not the case. Just like I told them, I said, you have this line of credit, use it all, max it out. Now, granted, if you're a spender, not wise advice. But if you're a saver or if you're a steward, right? If we talk about those three different perspectives, right? If you're actually a wise steward of this money, this is good. Even if you held it in cash, even if you did nothing with it and you had to pay money for this. So for example, their $50,000 will cost them about $200 a month. And I told them, they said, well, wait, well, what if we don't do anything with this money? I said, what if you didn't? It costs you $200 a month. How long could $50,000 pay on $200 a month? Or even better yet, in their situation, if we get to real life, we freed up the money. They're about $400 a month short. They said, how are we going to make up that difference? I said, how long could $20,000 pay for $400 a month? They said, years. Exactly. In the meantime, it just gives you time to breathe, reassess, and figure out how you can actually, again, improve cash flow further. I said, phase one is just do what I said here. Phase two is next step, how do we start creating passive income? How do we start taking this money, get to pay you money now, right? So those are the kind of things that we discussed, but definitely get liquid, get enough savings, more than 6 months of your reserves would need to be in place here. this is where I have people using, like the we talked about last week, with using life insurance and whatever to help diversify, so at least your money is making something more than just point nothing percent in the bank, right? But doing those things to get liquid. And then three is get out. Now, I'm not legally going to tell you to bail out, like sell off your IRAs or 401ks or mutual funds and things like that. Just like with them, I said, I can't legally tell you to do that, but here's the opportunity you can do. You could take advantage of this opportunity right now to avoid a 10% penalty, right? Some of you guys are still in the stock market thinking you're hoping it'll come back up. Well, what if it doesn't, guys? And by the way, I would not be shocked if it doesn't go up much more, or if it even starts going down after I record this. Who knows? The truth is, none of us know. That's the gamble of the stock market. I didn't predict a virus, and look what's happening. You know, I mean, fortunately, I've been telling my clients to move away from the market. I was like, hey, look at other funds. Look at money markets. By the way, Fidelity, for example, is shutting down their money market funds because too many people are buying into them. So they're like, we can't have people buying into these. So they're shutting them down, so you can't put money in them. You know, they're actually restricting you from doing that. Time is of the essence, you know. Hey, can you move it to treasury, you know, treasury or T-bills or securities or anything like that, treasury bonds or whatever it might be? Can you move it over to there? Maybe preserve it. It could be just in cash. Even if you earn nothing on that money, that's not the worst thing in the world. The worst thing in the world is losing all your money. Or in some cases, it's possible to lose more than your money. But in the stock market, it's not. Although I have had people say that they've been leveraging the S&P 500 because their financial advisors, quote unquote, told them, hey, the market's got to go back up, so let's buy more S&P 500 and buy leveraged S&P 500 to go with that, so that if it goes up, you make lots of money. Failing to mention, if it goes down, you lose lots of money. You know, drives me nuts. Okay, so anyways, that's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. So, you know, move away from the market. Some of you might be able to say, hey, I can get the money out completely. Cool. Now, the next question is, what do I do with that? That's different for every one of you. What could you do? It's either going to be one, finding ways to improve cash flow, improving your reserves, or increasing your passive income. That's really what it comes down to. That should be the three main goals in this kind of environment right now. Now, the question is, will you listen to this advice? Or you just glance over it and say, yeah, but maybe it's a little bit longer. Maybe I'll wait on this a little bit longer. Here's the thing, guys, is that one, talking about those home equity lines of credit, they won't have them forever. Even if you have an open line, the truth is, if you haven't cashed it all out, they will probably at some point cut it back, just like they did the last recession. So many of us, so many people, even people with perfect 800 plus credit scores, had their lines of credit cut back on them. The worst thing you do is try to pay off your lines of credit, especially the home equity line of credit. Credit cards, not a bad idea. Home equity line of credit, where it's cheap money, that could be one of the worst things you could use to pay off. That's probably the thing you should get money from, so you have it in your control. You can always pay it back. You can always throw the money back in to pay it off if you had to, especially if you're wise with it. But you can't always get that money back. I guarantee they're going to cut back on credit limits so that you won't be able to access any of that home equity. And I also guarantee that the market will drop at some point. I don't know how far it'll go up and down or when, but I will tell you that with moving into recession, every single time, the market drops. Plain and simple. You can always wait it out. You know, you don't have to be riding that roller coaster that just drives you nuts. I just talked to somebody today, lost $800,000 in their funds. They said, that wasn't good. We're working with our financial advisor to rebalance our portfolio right now. Listen, if you had actually followed the advice, right, you could actually avoided that kind of loss. You know, again, it's hindsight 2020. I'm not going to rub it in and put salt in a wound here, because I already did it technically. So, you know, if it's something that hits you hard, you know, sorry, not sorry. You know, like I really, again, I care so much. I didn't go into come out of retirement to have you guys just trifle with my words. I came out of retirement. I kept doing the show to educate you and to help you guys out, that give you a fighting chance. And this is your chance right now to determine what you can do. Everybody's case is different. Again, you can always shoot me an email and say, Chris, what would you recommend in my situation, right? There's always some possibilities there. So anyways, guys, I want the best for you. I want you to be prosperous. And I have hope. I actually have a hope of a brighter future for all of us. This, you do not have to fall into the victim trap where you're just going to lose your job, lose all your money, and that's it. That will happen to people. but it does not have to happen to you. Take it from somebody who already went through it a few times, you know, had to reset myself financially a few times. I've been through it and I've come back out. And I can tell you with confidence, if you do the things the right way, even if it's counterintuitive, even if it doesn't seem right, because everybody else is telling you to do the opposite. Trust me. And when I say following the herd, following the masses, does not lead you to financial freedom, because they would have already been there. And I like to go with evidence. I like to go with what has worked. That is what I like to follow. I like real, proven truth. And what I'm talking about here has been proven multiple times. So anyways, guys, I really hope the best for you. I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.